Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, October 3rd, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, and I hope it really is happy, that is. You know, it's been said and proven for sure that happiness is a choice. You can choose to be happy. I know I remember reading that book, Happiness is a Choice, many, many years ago. I still have it, though. And, you know, I'm always trying to flip the switch on when it comes to how I think about life and how I react to it and all the other stuff that goes on. So it was an appropriate and beneficial reading, you know, at that time. Although I can't recall the entire contents of the book, the title itself certainly did settle in me. And although it ain't always easy, I call on my mental, emotional, and spiritual wherewithal some days to stay at the level that I need to. And you know why? Because it's really real. You'll be ruled by everything that goes on outside of you, or you'll be ruled by what you know inside your mind and heart. You have to know your choices. You know, I am absolutely, like everybody else, moved to tears sometimes in distress over the news and current events and all the many things that do go on in life, but I've learned that I have to choose to use an internal manager, and that's my mind, and that helps me in most cases create a reasonable or suitable type of perspective of some sort. So, you know, I can choose to remain sensitive to issues and stay informed and stay in touch, but not stay in it, if that makes sense. If it's not required, I don't. That's just me. All of us, you know, have to discover our own various coping mechanisms and strategies that help us stay in our own happy place. Well, I'm in an especially happy place right now today because it's Master Your Mindset Monday. And I always love that. I get to talk about stuff I love and join mental forces with my radio BFF superstar RRR TV host Cassandra McShepherd, and we get to talk about all kinds of happy stuff, or in many cases stuff that can often get you to a happy destination in our hearts and heads. Today we are talking about the natural order of things. It's a process, yes, 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 timing, opportunities, and making stuff happen. Sound good? I thought so. What do you think, Cassandra? Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Silver. And yes, it is always a good conversation to have and for your listeners overhearing, because it is always good to remember, to consider, to ponder on, to have the newsflash of happiness as a as a choice, as a decision that we make, no matter what things look like. We must not be fooled. Our lives, I know, are an outputting of our thoughts and our decisions and the thoughts that we ponder, the things that are seem very passive, but that we allow to hold residence in our minds. That's what your life is going to look like. And so to remind listeners that they have a choice to be happy, a choice, and the power to change their mind is always a good conversation to have, always.
No question about it, and that's why we talk about all of this stuff. As I said, it helps us reach those places in our thinking that really do help us make that decision, make that happen. Well, today we're talking about a few things that I think are very relevant to most every one of us, Cassandra, and that is the natural order of things, and it's a process. And why? Because, you know, I think we are such a fast-focused society, and we want our computers to go faster. God knows, I don't know why, but we want faster cars, and I don't know why that is either, because we can't get there any faster in most cases. You know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. We want to get to places faster. We want to discover ways to get things done faster. We want shortcuts here, shortcuts there, shortcuts everywhere. And I just wonder, are we really becoming a society that forgets that in many circumstances in life that there really is a natural order, a natural sequence of events and steps to get us to certain things and get certain things done? And why are we trying to opt out of those processes? I mean, now you can get a bachelor's degree in months. It took me years. We can become a minister in minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got these big plastic-looking cows that they're calling meat that are, I don't know how they're you know, manufacturing those, but it's not the normal process to grow up a cow and chickens and, well, actually, no. That is really the absolute truth,
right?
And I stay away from it. But, you know, that's what's becoming of us. And, you know, it's just an interesting thing because there is oftentimes so much lost when you're trying to short-circuit things. And a lot of times you really just can't. You might get to a place, but something's going to often come apart or be awry when you arrive, if you do it that way. And so I guess my encouragement with this part of the conversation is that we have so much that we can learn in a process. There's so much to be learned in a process. Everything does not necessarily require that it happen, you know, with lightning speed, especially when we want something to be, you know, a lasting thing in our lives. So I'm suggesting today with my experience and I won't say limited understanding because I've got some real understanding about this, that things do happen best. Things happen well if you consider the timing that it really takes and use a process to get there.
You know, Silver, it might help us to remember or consider the fact that we are, as a people, prompt, bred, and constantly coerced into being consumers. The overwhelming message of the world that we live in is that where we are is not young enough, smart enough, thin enough, rich enough, good enough. And I think that it is possibly a subconscious combination of not just wanting to be someplace else, but equally fearful is not wanting to be who, what, and where you are. And all that you can ever do successfully is be who, what, and where you are. And the only place that you can ever evolve from, honestly, is the recognition of who, what, and where you are. It is the most honorable, the most honest place to be at any given time, because it's the only place from which you can excel.
You know, I think you just explained something very interesting, because I mentioned about getting a bachelor's degree in months, and something came to mind while you were just speaking, and that is how many people don't even have degrees, but they say they do. They put it on resumes, and they put it out there, and you know, there's just a big assumption, unless somebody checks, that no, you're really not a doctor. No, you really don't have a master's degree. And I'm not trying to bash that. But what I'm saying is that you made a very significant point when you said it's because we're trying to create significance for ourselves in the eyes of somebody else, and that's one of the reasons why we want to be propelled to certain areas or do things quicker, because it makes us look, if you will, look a certain kind of way. I think that was profound.
Precisely.
I really do.
Precisely.
I think that's a lot for people to think about, because we it's a heavy thing if you allow yourself to be governed by what you want somebody to think about you, rather than being who you are and what you are, or working toward who it is or whatever it is that you want to become. You reel yourself back into that starting place and tell yourself that it's okay to be in that place, to be a beginner.
Not only
to
is
be
it okay, but it's honorable. It's honorable.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. And we, all of us, wherever we are, have earned our right to be what, who, and where we are. And that is the only place that we can excel from. Say, for example, you're one of those people that have lied about having a bachelor's degree, and you all of a sudden want one or feel the need to go get one. What are you going to tell people? I'm going back for a double? I want seven? You know, what do you say?
Or did I say that? Yeah,
right,
you did say
right.
That. You had one already.
Right.
Yes, it's interesting. And I think I'll throw in, too, about the timing factor, that while we may feel it's necessary to shortcut or do it faster at a certain point in time, that it's never too late to do it. I mean, you know, it's never too late to go ahead with that first step. And, again, say that it's okay with you. It doesn't matter if it's not okay with somebody else. As long as it's okay with you, that timing is perfect timing. The second thing I wanted to talk about as far as the or natural order is opportunities. I think that, let me go ahead with this, because I know that there are many situations where there is some relevance to having chance and divine things happen. But we often want to anticipate and wait for chance, quote unquote, chance, or favorable types of encounters to happen with something before we can call it what we feel is an opportunity. And often an opportunity is right there in our hands, waiting for us to have a natural process, a natural order unfold. For instance, maybe you had a book idea for a long time, and you're thinking, well, if I could just meet up with the right publisher, I would tell them about my book. Or you've got an idea, well, if I could just meet Mark Zuckerberg and tell him, he would finance it. Things like that, rather than realizing that you don't have to wait for chance that might not happen. Not that chance doesn't happen. Not that there is a favorable encounter that could happen. But we have to look at the fact that that's the timing we're waiting for. We might be missing our own timing in creating an order or process and getting that book out, or getting that plan in somebody's hand, or getting that idea out there for somebody to consider, or you to garner partnerships to make it happen.
Let me shift back to what you spoke about opportunity. Opportunity is something that you recognize. Opportunity is something that you make. Say, for example, you have a book idea and you are unemployed. And instead of waiting for the right person to finance this book, write the book. The opportunity that you have the time to do it, if you're say, for example, not employed, the opportunity is that you have the idea and that you can make it materialize by taking the steps within what you can do right now. That's the chance that we have, and that's really no chance to take it. It's an idea. If it's something that's burning in you, get started. I've often said, if you want to sing, don't wait for a stage or a commission or a contract. Open your mouth and sing. You never know who will hear you and say, I want to do this. Or if no one hears you and says, I want to support you, if you have it in your heart, let it out. And I think, again, back to the opening, we spend so much time wanting to be other than where and what we are that we don't fully exercise and expand and develop, therefore understand where we are and what we are. And in doing that is such personal fulfillment. There is so much to be developed. You know, it's much better, I think, to take a fully actualized something to somebody versus just an idea of it. Then you can really talk about it and you speak about it with passion and knowledge and commitment because you've been spending your time developing it and being it. And that's much more exciting, especially in the context of somebody financing a situation. It's more tangible that way for someone to get behind.
You're absolutely right. If any of the listeners ever watch Shark Tank, or if you're in business and you ever just tried to stop somebody in passing and tell them about your idea, you know how that can fall on its face. Because people who are really in a position who can offer you assistance and support and money, they want to see what it looks like. They don't want to hear what you've been thinking about just for years, because, you know, they're going to think if you've just been thinking about it for years, you just aren't real serious about it. If
exactly.
It's still just swirling
exactly.
around in your head, you're not very serious about it. So I agree with you. It just makes more sense if you're going to offer up something and ask and solicit support. It needs to be in a proposal form and not, you know, on a pad of paper. It needs to look like it's a well-prepared type of document that's asking for assistance and pretty much detailing exactly what it is that you have in mind. Well, that's when people
take
it seriously.
And that natural order, that's true. And that natural order that you spoke of, the natural order of something is first the thought, the inspiration, the idea given to and in spirit, and the second natural order of that would be for you to act upon it. Not act upon it for anybody to see, act upon it because it was trusted to you to do. It really is
absolutely
a natural unfolding and evolution if you honor your own inspirations and desires and make the first move.
That's true. That's true. Well, our third point is that making things happen. And whenever possible, I believe in making things happen. And I also believe in making mistakes along the way. It's a part of the natural order of things. That's something I think a lot of us have to grasp, because we sometimes get stuck on the error factors or the mistakes or the failure in a process, but it's something we have to anticipate now. And I think people are finally wrapping their heads around that fact that making mistakes along the way is a part of the natural order of things. It's part of the process of achievement, attainment, advancement, and success. And we must know that. Things do come knocking sometimes, and some things do fall into our laps, but many other things are achieved step by step in order or out of order by logical and tried and tested processes. And I think, you know, Cassandra, we often say, I think, and I hope people don't think that we are saying we think better or higher or more than anybody else. We're expressing our thoughts, and that's why we say we think. But when we, again, I just want to say that disclaimer, the things we talk about are the things we know about. They aren't things that we are just read about or somebody told us. We both had mentors. We both had encouragers, but we both had like a boatload of experience as just by living, by being business people, by being exposed to other people, encountering the world and life itself. And so in our sharing, it's always our motivation to be able to provide a clearer understanding, more wisdom, more common sense strategies that truly do help people perhaps process current mindsets and information paradigms that they have that may be good for and open to some reconstructing. And I think we have to do that. I know that, and I'm sure you too, because you're an avid reader of material too on a regular basis. You, for a lot of things that go on, you have to constantly be digesting more information mentally. You have to constantly be reviewing how you think in order to wrap your head around even just your own life, let alone all the things that you may be involved with work and community and politics and whatever else. You know, it's a long list. So our input that we offer up and from a very loving and a very encouraging and a motivating and inspiring place is really meant, as we said, to master our mindset. Because when we lose that, it feels like you are caught up in a whirlwind moving through life, and then all of a sudden it's over.
Let me add something to that before we move past this. You talked about making mistakes along the way. I offer that we don't make mistakes. A mistake defined as doing something wrong or doing something that you then realize you could have done better. Well, what I have found, and I won't say I think, what I have found is you can never go back in the same set of situations, the same scenario, and redo a dumb thing differently and therefore have proof that you made a mistake. So I offer that we remove that word, for progressive people, just remove that word from your vocabulary and take your steps as processes to get to where you're going. I have heard many of the backstories of very successful people who failed, not their word, or made mistakes along the way. But the reality of a situation like that is you do something the way you know best at any given time, and it doesn't yield the desired response. Then you learn from that. It's part of the process. And you then do it another way with the added information that you learned along the way. The word mistake is an opportunity for less motivated people to kick themselves, and we don't have time for kicking. Just accept your process. You did what you knew, the best that you did, and now you know something else to do the next time, even better. It's just part of the process of going where you're going.
Exactly. And that's a good perspective to put on it for sure. And certainly I meant it in that way. That's why I said it's a part of the process. Mistake is probably the most recognizable term for most people who would be listening. But that explanation really does shed a lot of light on it for what we're talking about. When I said the out of order, that was a reference to that
right,
too, because you do have to often review, go back and review what just happened that may have taken it off with what your initial course was of making that particular thing happen, or what may have been, something that stymied it or surprised you or you didn't anticipate. So that's what I meant by that. And by all means, understand that happens. I tried to explain the other day on another show that a lot of companies will make a part of their testing. They'll throw something out there, a certain order of something, to anticipate certain results so that they can see what didn't work, because that helps them refine what it is that they're actually trying to do. They often don't know, but they don't want to put it, whatever that product or whatever it is out there in its current state. So they will put in processes that they know are not going to be as perfect as it should be. And that is kind of a psychology, too, that I guess is some of what I've learned from what I was just explaining, that I can anticipate that that might work, that might not, this might work, and this might, and if everything works, woohoo, that's awesome. But it's just a good place to be in your paradigm, as, you know, as you just explained it, to think in terms of there may be some out of order in the process as well. So anyway, it sounds all real logical when we talk about it, but we know that in everyday life, Cassandra, that people are doing their own thing, and it you know, this may have been a lot to absorb, but I hope that people were able to get some real good insight out of it. The natural order thing, it is a process. It's timing, not ignoring the opportunity to work things out step by step and grasping hold of opportunities that are right there before you, and then doing what it takes to make it happen. And I'm always appreciative for the profoundness that you bring to these conversations. It's always very exciting. So thank you very, very much. I want people to know that they can find you on the TV. So why don't you tell people about that?
I am live, slapping my gums, from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. We stream live. It's a show called Real Milwaukee, based out of Milwaukee, obviously, on fox6now.com. And I can be reached, should anybody feel so inclined, by my website, CassandraMcShepherd.com. And, of course, first Mondays right here with Silver Ray Fox on Master Your Mindset Monday.
Mm-hmm. Cassandra's pretty modest about some stuff. She sings. She is a cabaret singer, jazz singer. She does it in such marvelous grand style. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. I don't know how open you are to those opportunities, but I know you can add
I'm
the flavor.
Open to
and
every
also,
opportunity.
Absolutely. She's a motivational speaker, and she's also, and I want to put this out there particularly because there's so much of this going on, and if you want somebody fabulous at your event to speak on Alzheimer's, she's a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, and it's just one of the most beautiful perspectives that she can bring to your heart regarding that issue. She experienced it with her own mom. So if you are interested in that, her information is on the radio site for today's show, and you can follow up with her there. Cassandra, thank you so much again for showing up and showing up and showing out the way you do. I appreciate you, sister friend, very, very much.
Always my pleasure.
Yeah, for sure, and I appreciate it. So you have an amazing day, and I will look forward to talking to you again real, real soon. And I want to thank all of you, too, as well. I want you to tell all of your friends about Foxology today because I think it's a pretty exciting endeavor. I think it's a pretty exciting show. So please share with your friends that I'm here most every Monday, and when I'm not, I do a little promo show or some other treat repeat for you to enjoy. So please share that with your friends. It's always positive, empowering, and enlightening. I want to wish all of you a very grand day. Make the rest of your day the best of your day. Be good, be blessed, be awesome.